Are you an elder orphan? Yeah, they're also called unbefriended adults, yikes. Or in healthcare, patients without surrogates. They are people aging alone without kids. They now have a Facebook group with about 5,000 users in just 1 year who are 55 or over, live without a spouse, and either don't have children or are estranged from them. A 2015 AARP report concluded there are far fewer family caregivers for people over 80 than ever, and it's going to get worse. The number of women who reach 50 with no children has doubled since the 1980s, from 10% to up to about 20%. So, what to do? Well, Carol Marak of Dallas, Texas, is a columnist and editor at SeniorCare.com, and she started the Facebook group for elder orphans. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
So, elder orphans. I understand that you, after taking care of both of your parents, started to look at your horizon and think, hey, wait a minute, I might be one of these people?
Exactly. Kind of hit me over the head. It was like, oh my gosh, my parents demanded quite a bit of care. And my sisters and I provided that for them. And once they passed on, I realized, oh my goodness, all that time, effort, and resources it took from us, who will do that for me?
Right. Well, and so as part of trying to answer this question, you've come up with this Facebook group. What are you hearing?
Well, first off, most of the members are very grateful to have found us and realize that there are so many more like them. And we all share the same grievances, the same hardships and challenges. And so we all visit it most of the time, every day, just checking in. We give support to people who are going into surgery or who've had an emergency or some sort of a medical event. And I cannot tell you, Robin, how supportive that feels for the people who are going through an incident like that.
I was reading some of the comments that you shared on the Huffington Post of just what the things that people say. And they literally could say, hey, I'm going in. Keep a good thought for me.
Yes.
Because there's no children to do that. That's who usually takes care of you.
Absolutely. And what's remarkable, just recently, one of my members here that lives in Dallas, she just had hip surgery. And, you know, she didn't have any visitors. I mean, a friend or two stopped by, but no one to check on her at home, except her brother, who occasionally did that. So it is a growing problem.
Well, also a problem because doesn't the healthcare system assume that you will have a family member who will be able to bring you to the hospital for a procedure or take you home after a colonoscopy? You have to have somebody drive you home, and not everybody
That's right.
has that family member.
That's what happened to this one individual here in Dallas. She couldn't find someone. As a matter of fact, when she was preparing for the surgery and she was talking with her physician's office, they didn't even ask, do you have someone who can help you at home?
Well, you and others not only have a sympathetic ear, you also give advice on what you think that these, you know, elder orphans, people without children to take care of them in their older years, what they might do to start thinking about it. Well, at the age you're at, do I understand you're in your mid-60s?
That's correct.
Right. And start thinking about what? About where you might live?
Absolutely. And that's just what happened to me just recently. I moved from suburbia into a highly urban area where there is metro, you know, transportation, buses, public transit. I'm also very healthy, fortunately, but I do walk. I run my errands via foot, so I kind of kill two birds with one stone there.
Yeah.
Stay fit and run errands. And I live in a high rise, you know, because I want to surround myself with other people. I don't want to live in a home isolated. So we have to think about those things. How do we plan for aging alone?
So some of the questions you ask people to ask, do you know your neighbors? Do you have a sense of community? There's a story in USA Today about a woman who's 59, was considering already her future as an elder orphan. She called herself that, moved to Panama, and found more community there than she had in Denver. In 22 years in Denver, she said she didn't know her neighbors. She found a community in Panama of like-minded elder orphans living together, helping each other.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Well, it's what you're saying, you know, look for that social network. How else do you recommend people find a social network? As you get older, it's harder to make friends.
I would suggest, first off, just reaching out to the local area agencies on aging. Then I would also reach out to senior centers. Just go where seniors hang out.
Well, and do I understand you're considering something that sounds pretty creative but unusual? Maybe you, the elder orphan, will adopt a family?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. That's
how would that work?
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, how many families are maybe without an older individual, or maybe they've lost their parents or they've lost their grandmother? Of course, it requires a lot of forethought and even some help with legal matters, but I think it's an option.
Well, and I can hear someone saying, oh, you know, elder care, you know, because that's your point, that when you do need that family to take care of you, you know, decades down the road, they'd be there. It's a huge endeavor. But what you are offering is that in exchange for, you know, you adopting a family and they taking care of you down the road, you would actually leave them your assets?
Absolutely.
Huh.
Yes.
Wow. So again, that's going to take a lot of planning and a lawyer. But meantime, you also talk about something that a lot of people are doing, which is elder orphans gathering together in a living situation.
Mm-hmm. It's happening a lot. Let's say, for example, I have a large home in suburbia, for example. I can either rent out a bedroom to a college student, for example, mm-hmm. and in return, maybe not charge them rent, but maybe in return that they would run errands for me. I could even rent out a room to another person my own age.
And you also say elder orphans can pool resources, live in the same house, but have a bedroom for a live-in caretaker that they all could benefit from.
Yes, that's happening in the co-housing communities, where it's intentional communities that are being built, with everyone having their own homes, potentially, or maybe a high-rise, and they have their own spaces. But they do provide a separate space for a caregiver, free of charge.
Yeah.
So that caregiver can then take care of them.
Well, mm-hmm. and they can also remind each other of what else to think about, the things that, you know, maybe adult children are calling their parents and nudging them about. Do you have a health proxy? Have you thought about, you know, a will?
Absolutely. Make sure that you know that you stay fit and eat healthy foods, that you do not isolate, that you do have companionship, that you reach out to the community and possibly volunteer to help another person have purpose in your life.
Hmm. You know? And maybe have better resources if they're pooled, because we're also looking at the 2016 Elder Economic Security Standard Index. This is developed by the Gerontology Institute at UMass Boston. It says more than half American adults living alone can't pay for basic necessities.
Hmm.
So they can maybe help each other.
Well, that's right.
Do you hear about this on Facebook?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, we have so many members who have financial struggles. Prescription medications are so expensive. So, yes, they're struggling financially.
Well, Carol Marek, again, you created the Elder Orphan Facebook group. Just tell us a few more of the things that people are talking about there.
Mostly just sharing what they're feeling each day. We discuss transportation options, emotional, you know, things that might be affecting us. You know, how are we feeling about not having children? Although most of us are grateful not to have children because we have members who have been really, they're estranged from their families, which is hard. So it's just a great place to come and feel accepted and to find friendship and connection.
That's interesting. Accepted if you have regrets about not having children or if you don't.
Absolutely. And what's so wonderful is that when you start a discussion, you're always going to have someone participate. And then you can also pull it offline if you wish and private message someone and then take it from there. Many of us are breaking off and starting our own face-to-face groups, which is really, I think, the next step for all of us.
Hmm. Carol Marek, she started the Facebook group for so-called elder orphans, people aging without children. She's a columnist and editor at seniorcare.com. Carol, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
So, would you adopt a family to care for you for maybe 3 decades? I mean, that's a real commitment. And in exchange, leave them your assets. I never heard of that. Your thoughts, welcome, hereandnow.org.